Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Earthquake in the Sea of Japan, the country's west coast getting tsunami waves.
A major tsunami warning in Japan's Ishikawa Prefecture on the island of Honshu after a series of strong earthquakes in the Sea of Japan, one of them with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6. Initial tsunami waves have already struck, and authorities are urgently directing the population to evacuate to higher ground with warnings of possible tsunami waves as high as 16 feet. The earthquake's impact was felt in Tokyo with swaying power lines and light fixtures.
ABC's Claire Bauer. Houthi rebels in Yemen fired two anti-ship missiles at a container ship in the Red Sea. The U.S. Navy destroyer USS Gravely shot down both. Later, Houthis in four boats fired on helicopters from the aircraft carrier USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, which promptly destroyed three of them, killing 10. Israel Defense Forces say they expect the war with Hamas in Gaza to continue for all of 2024. This is ABC News. The first presidential primaries are this month. Some former Trump staffers are now speaking out against his actions in office, his character, and what it could mean if he's put back into the White House. Former Trump Strategic Communications Director Alyssa Farah.
He knows how to use government better this time. He can put in diehard loyalists who can weaponize every level of government against his detractors, against the American people, against the media. It's almost too scary to fully wrap your head around what it could look like.
Farah on ABC's This Week broadcast. MMA fans are rejoicing. Former UFC featherweight and lightweight champ Conor McGregor is coming out of retirement.
I'd like to announce the return date for myself, the notorious Conor McGregor, for the greatest comeback of all time. Will take place in Las Vegas for International Fight Week.
Video posted on social media. Conor McGregor is to tangle with Michael Chandler next June 29th. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure. But why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Republican lawmakers have asked the state Supreme Court to issue a stay and reconsider a finding that Wisconsin's legislative district boundaries are unconstitutional. Attorneys representing numerous state Senate Republicans filed a motion with the court last week saying they can't meet a January 12th deadline for new maps. 2023 ended on a deadly note on central Wisconsin's highways as a 25-year-old Wisconsin Dells woman was killed in a one-vehicle rollover crash on Interstate 39 near Plover, and a 48-year-old man died in a UTV accident along a county road outside of Merrill. Both of those wrecks happened Saturday night. And the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development reported in November there were more than 3 million people employed in the state. That marked a new record. November saw 1,700 employees added to the workforce. Wisconsin's unemployment rate of 3.3% was lower than the national average of 3.7%.
Senator Devin Lemieux, you're the majority leader of the Wisconsin State Senate, and you've talked a lot about the importance of election integrity. Well, right now, we have a big problem. You see, there's a guy on the Wisconsin Election Commission named Robert Spindell, and Robert Spindell was one of the 10 fake electors in Wisconsin whose actions were part of an effort to overturn the 2020 election results and undermine the will of the people. Yet Robert Spindell still sits on the most powerful election commission in the state, the Wisconsin Election Commission. Well, why is that, Senator? Senator Lemieux, you have the power to remove Robert Spindell by rescinding his Wisconsin Election Commission appointment. Wisconsin can't allow someone whose actions helped undermine the integrity of our elections to have any role in running them. That's why those of us at All Voting is Local Action Wisconsin fact-checked and paid for this ad and firebob.com.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny here on New Year's Day. We will get to 33 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. 35 then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning. A little more sun in the afternoon. High of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I saw Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. I've seen the stuff they put inside. Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died, and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Fair faucet hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky, and the whole world cried. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV. But all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days.
covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Somebody waits at home for you, and I know how hard this is for you to do. So if you really believe this love is so wrong, we don't have to carry on. But still I wonder, why does it have to be wrong?
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Restless Heart and Why Does It Have to Be Me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning, and Happy New Year. And we have temperatures upper teens to low 20s across the region this morning. Some quiet weather for this first week of 2024, and we'll have details this hour with our ag weather forecast. Also this hour, be chatting with David Geiger. He has a story on a company that's developed a way for corn to tell you that it needs a fungicide application. Interesting. We'll tell you about that coming up with our newsmaker segment. Again, Happy New Year, everyone. Hope you had a wonderful New Year's holiday weekend. For yours truly, well, we finally had everything's all moved out of our old studios on Main Street. We had everything all finally wrapped up on Saturday with the last of the things that we had there. Thank you to Adam from Adam's Super Service. Also, Herb Schneider with Alex's Pizza, and also John Kohler as well. Helping with bodies, trucks, that sort of thing. And so thank you to those folks for helping us out. Again, also thanks to the staff from NTEC. They had a lot of wiring that they had to do to be able to get the whole studio's all put together with the internet and phone and all of that. And the folks over at Krista Computers, those are Rhonda's friends, and they came in and put the network together. And, wow, it works really well as well with all the computers. So I guess knock on wood on that. But, again, yep, after a long time of being on Main Street, we're now on 3rd Avenue West, right across the street from Wamundi State Bank and NTEC. We're with the folks from Provisions Health, also Heike Investments, Greater Insurance Services, and also Miracle Ear, rather. And so we're all in the same building together, so it's We're pretty excited to be here at our new location. We're going to be having an open house once we get everything unpacked and organized here at the new spot. That's the next thing we got to do. But we'll be doing that coming up sometime in February. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Happy New Year, Dave. 2024 is here. And as you look back on 2023, what do you think were the most significant developments for the dairy industry?
Well, there were a lot of them, Lee. If you have a half hour, I'm happy to go through them all. But for the moment, for this interview, I'll just tell you, I mean, it was interesting to see butter go, make an all-time new high, $3.50. That's pretty impressive. I think one of the big impacts on the demand side, potentially for cheese, is Ozempic and Wegovy and these weight loss drugs that are widely used. Over 10 million people are now using these drugs that basically kill your appetite. I do think that's got a story here. It's probably not the biggest story, but it's a story for 2023. But really, the thing that I think is the biggest story is one that doesn't really get understood so well broadly, especially by end users or buyers of milk and buyers of cheese, and it's on the dairy farm. You know, we've talked at length about how it's been a difficult year for dairy farmers from a financial perspective, but there's a sneaky story here that I think is going to erupt in 2024 in some way, shape, or form. And what that is the commingling of the dairy and beef industries in a way that we've never seen before. 2023 was the first year on record that heifers have held, on average, over 30% of the federally inspected slaughter volume on a weekly basis. So there were only 3 weeks, I think, that they fell below 30%. That's a very big strain on the breeding stock going forward in the entire cattle industry, including dairy. So, you know, we see it already starting to erupt here. What this basically means is that over the past number of years, dairy farmers would normally have bred heifers and left them on the dairy, but instead bred them to Angus beef. And so these female cows were going to beef and not going back into the replacement herd on dairies. So heifer replacements today with class three milk at $15, $16, they're $2,500, $2,600, $2,700. I've got guys buying second and third lactation cows for the price of a Springer. So this is a situation. I think what had happened was, go back a couple of years ago, dairy farmers tried to make a little extra money and did, and actually made money converting some of their heifer inventory to Angus, to beef, and selling them off. They were getting a premium for that. It makes economic sense, but at some point, there's a price to pay for that. And I think when we go into 2024, replacement heifers are going to be tough to find. They're going to be hard to find. And the U.S. dairy herd is not going to be able to respond to shocks in demand.
An ominous warning from Dave Kurzowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
It is a format designed to educate both producers and insurance agents about the various programs available through the Agriculture Department's Risk Management Agency. RMA Administrator Marcia Munger discusses the beginning of what is known as the Roadshow Series.
A year ago, we entered into the Roadshow concept with hosting both virtually and in-person informational meetings around the whole farm revenue protection and microfarm policies. And as a result, we got a great response, lots of positive feedback.
And that led RMA this year to develop a similar roadshow series focused specifically on livestock risk management products.
While livestock products in the last couple of years have grown exponentially in usage, there still seems to be quite a bit of areas of the country that are not as familiar. So what we plan to do with our roadshow is not just focus on one product, but a whole cadre of products around livestock, and giving the public, particularly the livestock grower, crop insurance agents, more information just to make sure that everyone is aware of all of the tools that they can have in their toolbox.
Several in-person livestock roadshow sessions are scheduled for the first quarter of 2024 across the country. The administrator, however, notes two virtual sessions.
There's one coming up on January 8th and January 17th. The livestock gross margin, livestock risk protection, those are for the animal units themselves. And then we have like the supporting cast of products that protect the feed, the forage that livestock uses. So we have pasture rangeland forage, annual forage. Probably the one that maybe really started all of these other livestock products, dairy revenue protection.
As well as a pilot program offered in some states called Weed Calf Risk Protection. Details on the Livestock Roadshow are available at rma.usda.gov. I'm Ron Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with two armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I'm getting out of this house. Going back to folks that I used to know, where everyone is what they seem to be. And these high-class friends that you like to hang around, when they look my way, they're always looking down. And I'm tired of you spending every dime I make to finance this way of life I've learned. Uptown living's really got me down. I need friends who don't pay their bills on home computers, and they buy their coffee beans already ground. You think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine, but a better class of loser suits me fine. But you say can't see grass at all, and the concrete and the steel have changed the way you feel. It takes more than caviar to have a ball. I'm going back to a better class of loser. This uptown living really got me down. I need friends who don't pay.
O'clock in the morning, and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name. out of. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turns you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeper. On your mind. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeper. On your mind, you've been talking in your sleep.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, January milk steady at 1540, February and March both up 4, February at 1573, March 1639, April steady at 1716. Cheese markets, barrels down 3 to 140, 40-pound blocks up 4 to 147, 10 trade a barrel, 8 trade a block on the day, cash butter up a half to 260, 6.5, 2 trades, grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 117, 2 trades, dryway steady at 38.5, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly mixed on the day. Limited volume was seen across the entire livestock complex. The light volume, there was a lot of volatility in a wide trading range with little to no fundamental indications. Hog markets also moving mostly lower following the direction of the rest of the livestock market. December live cattle was up 247 at 173.67, but January feeder cattle down 17 cents to 222.30. February hogs down 47 cents to 67.97. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower. A lot of year-end position squaring, along with some selling due to the rain in portions of Brazil that should help to benefit the corn and soybean crops. Wheat markets also mostly lower on a consolidation type of trade, with the dollar remaining at the lower end of the range, and also little fresh new news. March corn down 3 to 471.25, new crop down 1.25 to 503.5, January beans down 11.75 to 1293.5, new crop down 13 to 1245.75, January soybean meal down $7 to 386, January soybean oil up 35 cents to 47.84, Chicago wheat March down 3.5 to 628, May down 2.75 to 639.5, Minneapolis wheat March down 2 to 723.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Grain bids from Countryside Co-op Durand. Cash corn 401, February 404, March 407, new crop at 449. Cash beans 1203, February 1208, March 1213, and new crop at 1161. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 423 and a quarter, February 429 and a quarter, March 433 and a quarter, new crop 448 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 431, new crop 423. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 406, February 411, March 416, new crop 438. Cash beans 1218, February 1221, March 1224, new crop 1170. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 416, new crop 448. Cash beans 1208, new crop at 1161. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 432, April 454, May 458, new crop 453. Cash beans 1246, April 1274, May 1278, new crop 1190. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 405, February 409, new crop 448. Cash beans 1220, February 1223, new crop 1170. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 147 to 175, Holstein fed cattle 117 to 156, market cows 60 to 97, bulls 88 to 112, calves 80 to 595, beef steers 105 to 262, Holstein steers 80 to 200. Sheep markets, market lambs 207 and down, light lambs 260 and down, ewes 75 and down, rams 115 and down, goat markets, does 145 and down, bucks 230 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renters and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She married when she was 20. She thought she was ready. Now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living. Now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more.
Is there Well, I've been called a self-made man. And girl, don't you believe it's true? I know exactly how lucky I am when I'm getting this close to you. It's high time I'm giving some praise to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. To my success, a good woman, I try to be a good man. Good job, Lord, I know I've been blessed. I'm just a part of a greater plan. It doesn't matter which part I am. I got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get.
For local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Wool worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train. And all of their names. And every handout in every town. And every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man.
still at 50 cents. No phone, no boo, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of...
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Well, yield is already lost by the time a fungal infection is visible, but a company has figured out a way to let corn signal to farmers when it needs a fungicide application. David Geiger has more.
If plants could talk, what would they say? Would they ask for help if they were stressed out? Well, a company is helping plants communicate that by changing color. Kyle Muller with Insignum AgTech.
From my perspective, I said, hey, we got to be able to listen from the plant's perspective. We got to give them the tools to tell us what they need.
That tool takes a naturally occurring pigment in a plant, right now that's purple in corn, and allows the plant to change to that color whenever it feels a fungal infection.
It fits very well into this concept around precision agriculture and around trying to use different pieces of tools to detect a crop disease. I mean, it's a really tough problem to solve.
Moeller says this new way of watching for fungi can work even before the plant shows symptoms.
And it's really simple and straightforward to tell, right? It's not an expensive camera that you got to buy. It's not an algorithm that makes predictions. It's real and true, and you can see it with your own eyes because your plants are telling you they're turning color to signal that early infection.
And now Moeller says they'll be able to work even more on this tool. The USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service gave the green light to run trials on corn plants developed by Insignum Ag.
Whether that's in test plots or in breeding stations, those kinds of things. And so we're really happy that the USDA saw that our technology is safe and just like a normal breeding process.
So far, Insignum Ag has been working on the Muller family farm in Indiana. Last year, they worked with Bex Hybrids. Now they have the okay from USDA.
So we're really excited to continue this collaboration with Bex and get started doing some testing across the Midwest so we can pick up some different environments, some different diseases, and really know what's the breadth of this.
Such as expanding into crops like soybeans and canola, as well as having triggers for low fertility or insect attacks. Muller plans to license the genes and traits of the product to seed companies, and also hopes to work with other precision tech to quickly spot color changes. Ultimately, the point of the product is to get producers another way to stay ahead of damaging diseases.
When I started to talk to farmers really early about this concept, they said, look, my question is not which disease I have, it's do I need to spray or not. We designed this technology so that it reacts to every single fungal disease and specifically only the fungal diseases.
One thing Muller hopes to test now after the USDA decision is what happens to the color after fungicide applications, if it goes away or if a new growth will replace the previously infected parts. I'm David Geiger.
Thanks, David. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer.
The first week of 2024 will be quiet in our ag weather forecast. We'll have seasonal temperatures, high humidity values. We'll have some breezy conditions at times. Forecast for today, mostly sunny, highs 28 to 33. Relative humidities at 57 to 62%. West winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear, lows 20 to 25. Southwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs 30 to 35, west winds at 8 to 13. Tomorrow night, cloudy, lows 20 to 25. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs 25 to 30, northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. For Thursday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. Friday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. Looking ahead for Saturday, partly sunny, highs 30 to 35.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor
of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Just because it's winter, it doesn't mean your compost pile has to sit idle. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Stay tuned for ways to keep that black gold cooking through the cold as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Composting is a common activity for gardeners, and with the right care, the compost pile can be productive during the winter. It's the activity of microorganisms that decompose the material and turn it into beautiful compost, so we need to help them along. Kelly Feehan is an Extension Community Environmental Educator at the University of Nebraska. She says if your compost pile is decomposing and generating heat, there are some things you can do to help maintain the warmth.
Such as covering the pile with a deep layer of leaves or straw. Some people will cover their compost pile with black tarp because that will absorb heat, but it can also keep out excess moisture from winter rains or heavy wet snows. You can take black plastic bags and fill them with tree leaves and place them around the outside of the bin to kind of provide some insulation from the side as well.
It's not a good idea to turn the compost pile in winter because it could lose some of the heat. However, she says you can continue adding layers of material to it.
And that's a mixture of carbon or brown dry material. We have a lot of dry tree leaves, especially if you collect them and store them. And nitrogen or the green wet material. So you can add kitchen waste. So the vegetable scraps, fruit scraps, coffee grounds. You could also add manure. Horse manure, cattle manure, poultry manure, that'd be a source of nitrogen as well.
For the best results, a compost pile should measure at least 3 feet by 3 feet and no more than 5 feet by 5 feet. If it's too small, it will have trouble staying warm, and larger piles hold too much water or don't allow enough air to the center. Learn more about winter composting at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into went down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns.